Weiter in Shasfir and Meseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis. Pick it up right in the beginning. Mal Sofa Tzvus Finish Shavuos, and here we go. Zok Nehilig Mishnah. Lefnei Edeim Shel Ovdei Kochavim Shel Shiyamim. 3 days before the holidays. Strange word, Edeim. We're going to explain what that means. But before the holidays of Ovdei Kochavim, idol worshippers, Aser Lasseis Velasseis Simaim. It's also to go and do business with them. Lashila. It's also to lend them physical things. Velishol Miyamer, to borrow things from them. Lhalvos, and to lend them money. Lovos ran over to borrow money from them. Liparun, to pay back a debt to them, the firm him, or to accept money of a debt from them. Now, all of this, as we're going to see, this is about an idea that they're going to feel simcha and joy around their holidays and going to think they're God, and that's a problem. We don't want to get involved in this Avodah Zarah shtickle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nefram him, you are allowed to accept money from them. In other words, if they pay back, if the Ovid Kochavim pays you back, that's okay. Because it's causing him pain. So therefore, we're not worried about any sort of Avodah Zarah shtickle. Amar lo, Chama said back, no, Afal Pi Shemitzer, who acts, even though he's in pain now, Samechu Lachas Man, he's going to be happy after time that he doesn't have to pay any more debts. Rashi says he's debt free. Rashi says, in the top Rashi, here we go. All these because they're going to go ahead on the day of their, you know, their holiday. They're going to go ahead and they're going to give thanks to their Avodah Zarah. Sheila. When he borrows something, that's something he comes back as is. Doesn't come back as is. Could go on Mos. When he goes and he pays other money. Mean the next day he's going to be happy with the fact that he doesn't have this debt anymore. Zakta Hilga Gemara. Rabu Shmuel, Chad Tani Edeim. One of them explains, no, Edeim that it says in the Mishnah over here is spelled with an Aleph, like the Mishnah actually says. V'chad Amar Edeim with an Ayin. Manda Tani Edeim, Lo Mishtabish, the one who says it with an Aleph is not making any mistakes over there. Manda Tani Edeim, Lo Mishtabish, the one who says with an Ayin is not making a mistake. Manda Tani Edeim, as our Mishnah says, with an Aleph, Lo Mishtabish is not making a mistake. Dechse, wait, Kikarov Yom Edom. The Pasuk says in Devarim that for the day of their destruction is near, right? And there it's Lashon with an Aleph, and it's talking about the downfall and the destruction of the guys. Rashi says, Haino Avodas Kochavim, Kedichsiv by Hipasha, Yukumu V'yayasuchem. The Pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah, as the Pasuk continues to say, let them get up and come and help you. So therefore, that's talking about Yomidim destruction. Amad, the Tami Edeim, Lo Mishtabish, Lo Mishtabish, Lo Mishtabish, Lo Mishtabish, Dechsiv Yitnu Edeim B'Yitzdaku, B'Yitzdaku, because the Pasuk says, in Yeshaya, that let them bring their Edeim with an eye with their witnesses, and the Vitzdigo, they'll be exonerated, they'll be good. Right? And there we find this Lashon Ein over there with an ayin, and says Rashi, Edeim Yitzdaku, Hashta Sakataite, the Kochavim, where the assumption we're going to challenge us and show it's not true, but we're assuming that these words here is talking about the Kochavim, Vatmue Mitma, Yitu Ovdi Kochavim Edeim, Yavo over the Kochavim she'abdu v'yidu aleim b'yitzdikum. It's asking, it's like a tamiyah, like it's in a wonder, it's a shaila. What, did the Avodah Kochavim are going to come give their witnesses? Let it be that the Avodah Zarah itself that they served will come and testify on them, and then they'll be off the hook. They'll be exonerated. Right? Okay. So now, says the Gemara. Umad the Tani Edeim, my Tamil Lord Tani Edeim. The one who says with an Aleph, why does he say with an Ayin? Amalach, he would say back, Amalacha, Tavra Adif. Now, I'd rather use the type of Lashon with as a Lashon of destruction, right? Like we said, the Pasuk that they used is Kikar Yom Edom, that the day of their destruction is near. So Tavra, as in breaking something, as Lashon of Shavar, Tav and Shin interchangeable. Destruction, you prefer to use that type of lashon. Man damer edeim with an ayin, my tamal lomer edeim. So why does he say with an aleph? Because he says, "Amalacha will say back, man kagarim hu tavra." What's causing this destruction to come about? Edu sheidu ba'atzvan. It's a testimony that they are going to bring against themselves. Helkach edu is different than edu is better. Rashi says, "Bayom adin sha'avdil avodas kochavim ba'olam hazeh." And the day of judgment, they're going to confess at the day of Avodah Zarah in this world, and then therefore they're going to be destroyed. So it's coming from the Eidos that's starting this whole process in the first place. Therefore, they decide to use it in Ayin. Says Gemara, hold on one second. The one who wanted to say, we're bringing it from the Ayin, from the Pasuk of Yitnu Edeim B'Yitztaku, You're saying that's talking about Ovid Chacham, that's talking about Zara people? No way. How be so except that pasuk, that those words are talking about the Yidden. Number of Yerushalayim and Levi. Call mitzvah she Yisrael osim ba'olam hazeh. All the mitzvahs that a Yid does in this world, bosim idos lam b'olam haba. They're going to come to testify for him in the next world. Shanema yitnu edeim v'yitztaku. As the pasuk says, let them bring their witnesses, and then they're going to be vindicated. Elu Yisrael. These are talking about the Jews. The Yishma'u, the Yomru Emes. The pasuk continues and says, and they will hear and say, Emes, it's true. Rashi says, Yishma'u ovdei kochavim esa'edus, shemitzos me'edus, the Yomru Emes, din hu, shiru'u'i nisol etzadik. And then the guy is going to say, this is true. This is a judgment. The Jews should be exonerated, vindicated. It says, Gemara, Yishma'u viro Emes, elov dechavim, these are the guys, the guyim. Elam Rav, so now we're stuck with, we don't have a pasuk to teach us the ayin, because that ayin that you used before, Edeim, wasn't talking about Goyim, talking about Yidden. Elam Rav Huna Bered Rav Yoshua says, Man da amr Edeim Ehacha, where does he learn it from? The one that learns it from an ayin? Yotre Pesel, the pasuk says, in Yeshaya, Yotre Pesel Kulam Tohu, Chamudehem bal yo'ilu ve'edehem hema. All who fashion statues are empty. The object of their adoration will not avail. There are their witnesses. Rashi says ve'edehem hema, that is avodas kochavim tavu v'toyed of day lechayev. They're going to come and testify against these people to be mechayev them. Says the Gemara, darshav chanina bar papa. V'itim rabbi sila. Okay, fine. Full stop. Now we have the first hardcore gadot of the Masechta. Here we go. Darish Rav Chanina bar Papa, v'itim Rav Simlai. Some says Rav Simlai. Lasid lava in the future. Maybe the Kodesh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah. Umenicha b'cheiko v'omer. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Sefer Torah. He's going to put it on his chest, k'viyachol, and he's going to say the following. Lamisha asak ba, whoever was osek in this Torah, whoever toiled in this Torah, was involved with this Torah, yavav yitoschar, come and you get your reward. Miyad, immediately, miskaptsin u'boyin over the kochavim b'arbuvia. Immediately, all the non-Jews, all the Goyim, all the Avodah Zarniks, they start to gather, they're going to gather, and they're going to come, and this is a whole mix, and a whole mixture. Rashi says, Kulam me'or vavin, v'lo umma v'umma v'fnei Azra. All of them are going to be all mixed up, and I can have every nation coming individually. Shanemar, as the pasuk says, Kol ha'goyim nikbetsu yachtav v'gomer. All the nations are going to gather together. Amar lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al tikhanzu lefanai be'erbuvia. Don't come in front of me in this whole Mishka Babel. El tikhanis kol umma v'umma. Let it be that everyone comes, single file, every nation, beep, turn the page, base one base. V'sofreya, with all of its Rashi says, Sofreya is chachamei, and all its great sages. Shemar, as the pasuk says, v'ye'osfu le'umim, and the le'umim gathered together. V'ein le'um, what is the lashon of le'um? Ela malchus, that's the lashon of malchus, of kingship. Shemar, le'um, le'um, ye'amatz, v'yav, Rav Yavid Sayer. This is the whole story with Rivka when she was pregnant and with the shame, with Shiva's shame, and told her what was going to happen there. Okay. Shanemar L'Oma Omniel. That's fine. So now, I understand. Is there a problem? Why does Hashem say you have to come individually over here? What are you worried about? The fact that Hashem has a problem understanding what's all of what's coming together? Hashem says, Velo Kulam Niskarin Biskira Achas. Shenemar hayotze yachad libam k'da'amar b'rosh Hashanah. Hashem could look at one glance and still judge everyone individually. Elik yehi delo le'arvavu inu ba'de'adadi. The reason why Hashem says, let's go and make this all individual here, so they shouldn't become all mixed up with one another. Delishbu mai da'amar levu, in order that he's going to be able to hear and respond to that which Hashem is saying to them, right? Hashem's okay, but the nations could be all confused by the chaos, and it's going to interfere with any type of defense that they want to go and get out. And that's what Rashi says. Lover of the Liddy Day, Lomahani Arbuvia, Validitru, Mahani Arbuvia, the Mibalbali, Mistatame, Tano Sam is going to confuse them with all of their different tainas that they're going to have. So what happened? Miyadich Salafara Malchus Rome Trilo. Immediately, the Malchus of Rome came out first. By the time, why Rome? Why'd Rome come first? Bishum the Chashiva, because they are Chashiv. They're the most Chashiv. We know the Chashiv, Adam are the Chashiv. The Chashiv, as the Pasuk says in Daniel, it says that that Daniel had this vision of four animals, which represented the four kingdoms that are going to mess with the Jewish people, right, or they're going to subject the Jewish people. And that is Bavel, Pras, Yavan, and Rom. Right, so the pasuk here is talking about the fourth of them that Daniel saw in his vision. Nechsev, v'tichul kol ara ustushina v'sadkina. Right, it says it will devour the entire earth. It's going to eat it all up and trample and crumble it. Amar of Yochan. Yochan says zu romi chayavis. This is talking about the wicked, wicked Rome. Wicked Rome. Most of Rashi brings from Shavuos that Targum shel Risha is Chayavis. Shenemar vekaru lahem gavul Risha. So, Shetiva Yatsa b'chol olam. Who's Tiva? Who's Rashi says Tiva's Shama. Interesting. What's this Lamed? Lamed. Romi Chayavis, Romi HaRisha. Targum shel Risha Chayavis. Okay, so that is that their influence has been heard throughout the world, shot heard around the world. We know and demand the chashav ayil b'risha. I know the person is the most chashav that they go first. Kedrav chista said Rav chista. Melech v'tzibur. You have the king and you have the congregation. Melech v'tzibur din. The melech is the one who goes in first for the din. Rashi says of Nekarish Baruch Hu din. Shenamar lasos mishpat avdo u'mishpat amo v'Yisrael. Like it says, to do the judgment of his servant to the judgment of his people, Israel. Now, what does this mean over here? Mishpat Avdo, it's talking about Shlomo HaMelech. So we see that the king's one is done first. V'taimomai, right, there's a pasuk in Malachim. V'taimomai, what's the reason why the king goes first? Two answers. Yivayisema, lavarach ara, lemeis of Malachim, Rabbi. One thing is, it's not the respectful way to leave the king aside. Yivayisema, another answer is, mikmei delifush charon af. Rashi explains, delifush charon af, shalakosh bochu, b'nei pishei tzibor, Shema chas v'shalom yipara min ha-melech kol sorchani mepnei acharon. Right? It's better to put the king first so it can go before Hashem's anger increases because of the avarice of all those people that are judged over there. And that's going to be judged even more harshly. Amar l'makadosh baruch hu. Okay, so now, after all is said and done, Rome came first and they're like, okay, we are ready for our reward. So he says to them, oh, really? That's so cute. But my sakdom, well, you guys, I know you guys are learning. What do you have in Torah? What do you guys deal with? Amar l'fanav, he says, what do you mean? Ribono shalom. Harbi shvakim takninu tikan harbi shvakim. You know, we set up a lot of marketplaces. You know what else? We're in Harbi Merchatzos. We made a lot of bathhouses, and Harbi Kesef Azov Yerbinu, and we also go out and we got a lot of silver and gold. V'kulam lo zinu ella b'shvili saw. We did all this just for the Yidden. That what? Kedei shizaskim b'Torah, they should be able to continue steiging the heilige Torah. Says Rashi, she'elahem penai shemotzin li'estakir v'shoa k'motzin l'zavaseim b'tzarcheim b'litach m'sa'adnin v'rechot. So they have all their money, like the business goes quick, it goes well, and then you can go hang out on the Rechatzos. So Amar l'makadosh baruch hu, Hashem says back to him, Shaitim shavolam, you fools of the world. Everything you did was just for your own tzarech. The reason why you did the marketplaces is just to have zonas over there. The bathhouse is just to go ahead and get all your pleasures and benefits. The kesef azov, what do you think? You're the ones who gathered all the gold and silver and the gold? Shalihu, that belongs to me. Shenemar liya kesef liya azov nimu Hashem tzavakos. And that is that to me, mine is the silver and the gold, so is Hashem. Right, so don't think that you really did anything, but it's just the fact that I was kind and nice and I gave you. Klum yishpachem magizos, so Hashem asks, are there anyone here who gave over this Torah and spread this Torah that I have over here that I'm having in my cheik shenamar mi bahem yagidu zos, like it says at the end of the pasuk, who among them declared this? Vein zos el Torah. Let's talk about the Torah itself. Shenamar v'zos haTorah shesamosha. So did you guys ever do this? The answer is obviously you didn't do it. Therefore you don't get anything. Miyad yotzu bepachi nefesh. Rome went out and they left in a lowly state, really feeling bad about themselves. Yotzu machos Rome v'nichas machos prasachara. They left and then Persia entered in afterwards. Persia. Oh my gosh. They ran. Unbelievable. My timer, what's the reason that person they came? Because they're the next chashav ones after. I mean, how do we know that they're second in chashivas over here? Right, this is, again, from Daniel. It says, behold, another beast, the second one, similar to a bear. V'tani Rav Yosef, Elu Parsiyam. This is talking about the Persians. She'ochlim v'shosin kedov. They eat, they drink like a bear, and mesurbalin basar kedov, and they have thick skin like a bear. Rashi says, shmeinim, this fat skin. Kemo katan mesurbal basar v'loshen malbushu. Kemo kfisu b'sar v'leon. Right, so this is like they have this thick like coverings. Megadlin ser kedov, and they grow hair like a bear. V'ein la'minucha kedov, and they have no rest like a bear. Rashi says, dov, ein la'minucha. And the holy chabak koshat, it's constantly like just going over the place, pacing all over. Amalema kodesh baruch hu, but my sakdom, oh yeah, that's so nice, Persians, you guys did it, what did you do? Amal lefana, ribono shalolam, harbi gesharim geshanim, we made many bridges, you know, we did harbi karachim kavashnu. We also conquered many cities. Harbi milchamas asinu, we made many wars. And you know what? V'kulam lo asinu ela b'shul Yisrael. We did all these only for the Yidden. Kedei she's asking for Torah, so they should be able to go ahead and shteig. Omer lahem, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem said to them, Kol ma she'asitzem b'toch atzmachem, you did it for yourself. Tikanto gesharim litol mehem meches. So he's only made the bridges, what, so the Yidden can go and learn Torah by passing over these bridges? Nah, you did it in order just to get taxes. Right? Krachim, the cities, lasas v'mengaria. You did it in order to force them for the king's service, says Rashi. That is avodas hamelachim utelas al yoshi kachim, lasas milchamos alatzis betzava, v'lita behemtem avodas and take their animals for their service. Milchamos in reference to war, ani asisi I made the war. What are you talking about? Shenem Hashem ish milcham Hashem is the man of war, so to speak. Kolim yesh b'chem magid zos. Did anyone here teach the Torah that I have over here? Shenamar mi b'chem yagid zos. Like it says, who among them declared this? Vein zos ala Torah. Shenamar v'zos ha-Torah sheres ha-Moshe. This is the Torah that the Moshe said. No, nobody did that, therefore you're not getting anything. Miad yatsu milifnei pachin nefesh. Milifanem b'chachin nefesh. Immediately they walked out. And pachin nefesh. Frank the Gemara, v'chimeyacher dechazes malchus prasa malchus romi delo mehanyu lomidi. Since the Persian Empire saw that the Roman Empire wasn't successful, and what they did in my time of Ayla, why did they even go and try to argue their case when they said basically the same thing as the Romans? I mean, they said to themselves, no, I'll tell you what, because inu sasa beis hamikdash, they destroyed the beis hamikdash, so not beninu. We didn't destroy the beis hamikdash, we built it. Right? Koresh was from Pras, from Persia, and they came along and they started to go out into rebuild, Koresh started to rebuild it. Therefore, maybe Hashem's going to really give something to them for that. But, nice try. This happened to every single nation. They all tried to get schuss for what they did, saying, yeah, it's for the Yidden, and they're going to get knocked out. Since they see that the other ones, like it didn't help, then my time early, where are they going in? Sari Hanachishtabdubisol. They would think that those other nations, they subjugated the Jews, they took them under their power. Rashi says, Inu Parsim Shtabisol, they ruled over them. Begolas Bavel, Betitas Higlam the Rome, sent them out to Rome by Dian Kulam Shubadam Lahem. Right? Vainan Lo Shibadnu Bisol. But we didn't go ahead and we didn't put them under our rule. What's pshat that the first two ones, the Romans and the Persians that they're mentioned, we say their names. We don't actually say their names. We don't mention them at all. What's going on? Because Rome and Persia, they're gonna continue their rule until Mashiach. So then they say, okay, listen, maybe we didn't shtag, but what do you want from us? I'm in the fun of, they say in front of Hashem, Ribono shel olam, klum nesata lanu v'lo kiblanua, did you offer us the Torah and we rejected it? Of course not, you never gave us a chance to do it, so what do you want from us? So he says, now hold on one second, what are you talking about? You must see, lemir malchi, can you say such as that chutzpah? We know, of course, Hashem gave him the opportunity. V'akseh, the pasuk says, in Devarim, v'yomer Hashem misinei ba v'zarech miseir, let me say here, Lamo. Hashem came from Sinai, and he's shown forth from Seir. It's like the Gemara, right? And it says, Uksiv, Eloka, Bitaman Yavo. God came from the south. My boy, Beseir. What did Hashem want with Seir? My boy, Param. What does it mean that he went to the south? Like, what's going on over here? Rashi says, Paran, Eretz Yishma, the Siv, Hagar, the
Betisha b'midbar Paran. Rabbi Yochanan Lechon says back in the word Malam Shechsiyah Kodesh Baruch Hu Al Kol Uma V'Loshon. Kodesh Baruch Hu went to all nations of the world for lo kibluha, and they asked him to want my Torah. They didn't accept it. Ad Shabbat Yitzhu Yisrael. They came to the Yidden. They said, Naaseh v'nishmah amru k'echad. Clearly they were offered and they turned it down. El hachyamer. Rather, this is what it means to say. So he went to all the nations and didn't accept until they didn't accept it. El hachyamer. That's what they were saying. Klum kibalnua v'lokimenu. This is like, did we accept it and not keep it? Rashi says, Klum mishum de lokablenu, lokimenu. What do you want from us? So, like, you're upset at us that we didn't keep it, but we didn't accept it in the first place. So it's not like we accepted and didn't keep it. So you should give us a reward. So Gemara, what? That makes no sense. V'al da tvarton. On exactly that, that's how they got broken up. That was how they got knocked out. Because Hashem says, Amai lo kibaltua. Like, why didn't you accept? Rashi says on that, Pircha hi klomar nimsa tshuva zu ketegalav. That answer is actually a prosecution for them. Amai klo kablu, why didn't you accept it? You should have accepted it and you didn't. So that couldn't have been the response. So what was their response? They said, Ella, kachom l'fon. This is what they say from Hashem. Ribona shalolam. Kuloam kafisa alina hakegis. Did you hold them out over our heads like a barrel? Rashi says, Kupa balaz. Witilim bas shechar. So it was like a barrel. Did you hold them out over us like a barrel? And we didn't accept it. Kamosh says to Yisrael, that's what you did with the Yidden. The Sifa Yisatsu betachti sahar. It says they stood at the foot of the mountain. The Amar Rabbi Dimi Bar Chama Malami Shekafa Hakadosh Baruch Hu Har Kegigis Yisrael. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he held this open, this mountain on their head like. If you accept the Torah, everything's going to be good. But if not, then shamtek v'raschem. That is where your burial will be. So it's not fair. You didn't force us to accept it. If we would have, then we would have done it. And that is their claim. Force us to go and do it. We would have done it also. But this conversation isn't over. But yet we're going to stop right now in the middle of this. And again, mazel for finishing Shavuos. Welcome to all those who are joining us to start Maseches Avodah Zarah. And wishing everybody an incredible Hatzlacha. And we're going to stop over here wishing you all a great, great day.